Okay, this is the third vlog in January 2018 as a record of my life in Thailand. So what am I going to cover today? Well, let's get started. First of all, I think it's important to make an observation how the use of CCTV is starting to become evident here in Thailand. We see this daily on the local news as CCTV is being installed in shops and premises, and we get a picture of this as the news churns out numerous examples of thefts that are taking place up and down the country. Now, this phenomenon is relatively new. The last 2 or 3 years has seen a massive increase in petty crime, and my observations of this is that some time back when I arrived, there was a clear sort of rich upper class aristocrat, and then there were all the others. So we had about 2% of the rich and 98% of everybody else. So there wasn't a great level of petty crime because everybody was at about the same level. They all didn't have much, and they were sort of content with what little they did have. And so there wasn't this great desire to keep up with the Joneses. But over the last few years, of course, the middle class has been growing here. And with the advent of technology, it's become increasingly a society where there's now a large minority of people who have, and by this I mean they have cars on loans, they have iPhones and Galaxy Android phones, and they have a lot more material things, but there's still a large majority who still don't have any of this. And so what is developing is that the have-nots are now increasingly jealous and angry with the haves, and so they take on a life of crime so that they can join the haves. And so that in essence has also led to the rise in CCTV security cameras. Anyway, that's my thoughts. What else has been happening in the last 10 days of January? Well, my Instagram account has started to blossom. I've also now been able to use video editing, one cut, so that I have been able to add pictures to the front of the video and join them together, so the thumbnail for these videos is much more appealing. I also learned the other day how to add in video to video, so I'm hoping next month to get recorded footage of goals scored in the Premier League put on the end of my wrap up videos on the Premier League. So that's quite exciting. The humidity has become obscene here recently, and it's certainly affecting my legs and my feet. Swollen legs and feet, very uncomfortable, and when I resort to turning the air conditioning on, it dries the skin up, and so that is also very, very uncomfortable. And all in all, it's really becoming a problem here, a real challenge to life. The aircon is on at the moment, and I'm now being joined regularly by Benji. The dog is feeling just as much discomfort as me, and so he's in here relaxing as well. Okay, next, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Aussie Open. Well, it was it got really good in the second week. Edmund made a stirring run to the semi-finals, beating Dimitrov, and finally succumbed to Cilic. But it was a great run for the Brit, and he looked the part. He's certainly stepping into Murray's shoes. Of course, Nadal picked up a groin injury, so he had to retire, which was disappointing. Djokovic's elbow got twitchy, so he lost to the Korean Chung. But Federer, he came out on top as usual, won his 20th title, beating Cilic in 5 sets. Not the greatest final, but very exciting in patches. Amazing feat by this man. I don't think it's ever going to be beaten. The women's final was good as well, with Wozniacki winning her first Grand Slam, defeating Halep in the final. A tough three-setter. So that's the tennis. We've also had the snooker, the Masters. It started off tremendous when Ronnie O'Sullivan played out of his skin to beat Marco Fu 6-0. But then followed it up by getting beaten easily by Mark Allen. Ronnie complaining of a stomach virus, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Allen got to the final and played Wilson. But I ran out of interest, so I don't even know who won that one. What else? A dreadful game yesterday. On the end of the month, the 31st, Man U lost to Spurs 2-0. First goal after 10 seconds, second and own goal by Jones. All in all, a pretty mediocre performance. Pogba looked out of it. Sanchez spent a lot of time falling over. Fellaini came in on a sub for 8 minutes, and then Mourinho had seen enough and replaced him to his disgust. And United have still got a lot of problems at the back. Other issues. Well, let's be honest. Poor payers continue to really get under my skin. It amazes me how these people can not remember to pay. Now, I don't believe in this bullshit. I believe that they always know they haven't paid, and they do various tactics to avoid it, like getting the kid to run out quickly, not coming into the school so you can't have a word with them, then pretending that they haven't had the bin, or trying to get a special price. We've had a few again last month, and it busts my balls. But I guess that's the realities when you run your own business. Communication. Well, I just don't get it here sometimes. A lot of people use the excuse of the language problem, but to be honest, they are just very poor at communicating. This is evident with some of my lessons with teenagers, when they have no idea about any detail about their parents. For example, they don't know how they met or where they met. The lack of knowledge and information in this country, which I think is being deliberately planned by the government reminds me of 1984. I think that is indicative of this society. There are three types of people, as we know from Orwell's Animal Farms: the pigs, the dogs, and the sheep. In Thailand, the pigs and the sheep are quite evident. The number of dogs are very, very small in number. It seems to be we are overpopulated with sheep here. So on that rhythmic note, I'll call that a day.